Mohamed Kissi, how are you?
Very good, very good. Very happy to be with you, with everybody, and thank you for the invitation.
No, thank you very much for joining me on The Art of Action. I love talking about the movies that I grew up on as a teenager. And of course, you are always going to be linked with Jean-Claude Van Damme and your work with him in the beginning. And on the films that truly made him into a huge star, which were, of course, Bloodsport and Kickboxer. You know, I've always been more of a kickboxer man than a Bloodsport man, to be honest. But it's interesting. But yeah, Tong Po is a huge part of that film. And I can't wait to talk to you about all this stuff. So
my pleasure.
Thank you for joining me. First of all, Mohamed, I always ask my guests, what is your martial arts background and how old were you when you started, and maybe how that led to meeting Jean-Claude and that sort of thing?
My martial arts background is nothing, almost nothing. I mean, I just basically, Jean-Claude and I, we grew up together in the same complex in the rez-de-chaussée, in the ground floor. He was doing karate, and on the basement, I was doing boxing. So me, it was more boxing, you know.
Okay.
Loved Muhammad Ali and watching all his fights when I was very little. And Jean-Claude loved boxing too. So he was coming down and watched me boxing. So I was coming up, watching him doing karate. So he started to train with me boxing. I started to train with him a little bit Shotokan. And then his master one day said, you know, if you want, you can be in a tournament. I went to the tournament and I won until the final fight. I lost because bare feet, not used to it, always shoes with boxing, and I burned my skin with the wood. It was not tatami. So, but it was a nice experience. Then I did some kickboxing, some Thai boxing. And of course, boxing helped me a lot because boxing is big part of kickboxing.
Yeah. So did you do kickboxing?
Yeah, I did some kickboxing. I went to Benny the Jet, Benny Urquidez, who was wonderful when I was in North Hollywood. And, you know, I worked with for many years, just Jean-Claude and I doing sparring. But again, my specialty is boxing, English boxing.
Oh, okay. English boxing. Yeah, just there you go.
Box anglais. We say in France, box anglais.
The Queensbury rules, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so we got to talk about your history with Van Damme. I mean, how did you guys meet, and talk to me about all that?
Yeah, I mean, we just big fan, Jean-Claude and I, of Bruce Lee and Muhammad Ali, and you know, we loved martial arts, boxing, and then we loved movies. So very little, Jean-Claude and I, we didn't have money. So we go on the back door, you know, to go and skip and, you know, and go inside like that. We don't pay. And we go on the floor in the very beginning of the cinema, really front of the screen and looking at those movies. And we just, you know, like, we were just watching movies after movies and then going to the dojo training. That's what we love to do, just, you know, movies and training. That's all we were doing when we were little, you know, and of course going to school. Then in 1982, we left. Like, everybody thought we were crazy, you know. We couldn't speak English. We didn't have the right to go work in the United States. We had just the touristic visa. So people, you know, American people there didn't make it. And you, from Brussels, you know, going to Hollywood, it's just crazy. Just stay down to earth, take a work, a job, you know, you have your monthly payment and forget about that. That's just a dream. But Jean-Claude and I, we were so, you know, passionate. We did follow our dream, and it was very tough. From 1982 to 86, we had a very, very tough time, 4 years. Our first break, we were so happy to be in front of the camera, is a break dance. You can see it. You go to Breakdance Van Damme, you see me with my black short and him, you know, with his tank top, and we dancing, you know. And
trying to get some screen time.
Yeah, I was always pushing him the best I could. I was trying, you know, in the training, I was, I said, it's okay after. I just thought of him. We were like brothers and, 2 years apart. He's like older than me, 2 years. So for me, it was like my brother, you know, and I thought he was very talented. Only me thought that at that time. Nobody thought.
Yeah.
So Jean-Claude said, are you not mistaken? Are you sure I am? I said, you're the best. You can be better than Stallone, better than Schwarzenegger, but with martial arts. You know, so.
Okay, guys, so if you enjoy content like this, and I certainly hope you are enjoying this content, you can help support me and my fan club over at Patreon, where you're going to get exclusive access into the life of Scott Adkins. You're going to get behind the scenes on all my latest movies, exclusive content that can be seen nowhere else. You're going to get an insight into my training regimen, the martial arts, the fitness, the bodybuilding, how I do certain things. You are going to get fight breakdowns, loads of them, left, right, and center. And on top of all that, you're going to get exclusive access to new episodes and extended footage from The Art of Action. If you're a Scott Adkins fan, it really is the place to be. So all you got to do is follow the link in the description below. And I really hope that I get to see you there.
Basically, after doing that movie, we were like so happy, just like extra part, you know, just doing, yeah. You know, it was for us paradise, you know.
What about this Monaco Forever film that he did? Was that before he went to
America? Just after, not long time ago, after Breakdance, they wanted to do like a short movie, and they asked to be like a homosexual, you know, and
the gay karate instructor, yeah.
So and he did that pretty well.
Nothing wrong with that.
That scared me.
Oh, no problems with that.
Both, of course, you know, but we love girls, of course. But,
fun can time. Can I ask you, Mohammed, sorry, if I really want to know something, I am going to interrupt you. But you know how Van Damme was training with Claude Goetz in the early days? So you wouldn't train with Claude. You were doing boxing elsewhere and you were just friends and maybe you'd train together.
Exactly. I mean, Claude Goetz is the one who told me you should be at La Coupe des Espoirs. You know, I was just coming to train a little bit with Jean-Claude Karate because he came to do also training boxing. We were just at the basement, same building. So right. Claude Goetz was always watching me and I train. And of course, being with Jean-Claude, I work my legs with him. And he said, you should be with us in the next tournament. I said, I'm sorry, but you know, me, it's boxing. He said, no, you're pretty good, you should do it. So I went and did it, you know, and was like always, I had like five fights and they were all, you know, brown belt, black belt, you know, and I just had my white belt because I am.
Yeah.
But I won the first one, the second one, the third one, the fourth one, and then the fifth one, my feet was like all burning, my skin out,
blood,
because
it wasn't
the
used to it.
It was in the wood.
You're not used to barefoot on the wood, yeah?
Boxing, you have shoes.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Boxing, you have shoes. So it was really hurting me. And I lost the final, the fight. But he was very happy, Claude Goetz. Very happy with, and it was a nice experience.
Cool. Now, would you weight train with Jean-Claude a lot? Because I mean, he was he won a bodybuilding competition when he was.
That's later on.
Yeah?
He started 17, 18. I'm talking about, you know, 9, 10 years old, 11 years, 12 years old. We were like doing only that. Just, you know, we love training. We love to go to the dojo, one time karate, one time boxing. And then we love to go and watch movies together. So. And he loved the cooking of my mom because my mom do Moroccan food, you know, tagine, couscous, you know, the zgerwij is like a gâteau, it's like, cakes, but very special Moroccan. He loved it. And harira, it's like a soup, Moroccan soup, but delicious. And he loved it. So he stayed in my home, like sleeping in my home. I go sleeping in his home. I go help the mother, father in the ground floor. They had a shop of flour. So I was helping in the flour shop. And we had a great, great time.
Can I ask you, when you were in Hollywood trying to get the break, what were some of the worst jobs that you guys had to do?
Oh, my God. We were so, I mean, I tell you, we were so desperate. I mean, at one point, Jean-Claude, we agreed to go back. We had no money. It was tough. So I mean, I worked on pizza. I worked on Chinese food. Jean-Claude was gluing carpets because he made his second wife, because his first wife, he was only 18. She was from Caracas, Meli, you know. And then he stayed like a year with her, divorced. And then in America, he met, after a few years there, he met Cindy Deridorian, her father, they're Armenian, and he was very rich with carpets, but he made him glue carpets, you know, and he hated it. But he was in a beautiful home. I had to sleep in one room, was like two bed here with like very nice Mexican people who was doing, you know, the cleaning dishes. And I was with the Muppet taking food. One time, you know, Beverly Hills, who opens the door? It's Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr, you know, opens the door, bring him the Chinese food. And, you know, he gave me, I will always remember, $100 bill. So basically, later on, Jean-Claude had problems. So with his second wife. And then I said, okay, now I put like, I remember like $11,000. He didn't have one penny. I said, okay, $11,000, brother, let's go. Let's just concentrate on movies. And then when we arrive to $2,000, we have to go back and work, okay? So that's, and thank God, I remember we arrived to 2,500 and we got the big break with Menachem Golan and Yoram Globus.
Well, hang on one second. What can you tell me about the No Retreat, No Surrender experience? Were you around for that?
Alors, No Retreat, No Surrender at that time, because what happened is when I find we find the apartment in Norton Avenue, it was Janet Aglenty who was the responsible, and she's the one who told us, you have to take Dramalog. It's a newspaper called Dramalog every Wednesday, and there you have casting call. And that's where we find No Retreat, No Surrender. And that's how he did that movie. And then that's Audition, how we found also Predator, you know, which was called first Hunter with Schwarzenegger, 20th Century Fox. And then finally we had to do the cast. We had to go there, but that's a whole story. I mean, at one point where we were afraid to lose the deal with Menachem Golan. Of course, it needs time to explain all that. And then Apollo Creek, I mean, Carl Weathers, he's the one who say, you know, don't quit, get fired, he said. Do find something, you get fired, but don't quit. With Joel Silver, man, you don't want to do that. You know, find a nice way to get fired. So basically, with the costume was hard, right? So I was just saying to Jean-Claude, you know, my idea was just when John McTiernan, the director of the movie, as soon as he say action, you know, just drop on the floor, say you have no more, you know, you can't breathe anymore. Just drop. Action, drop down. Action, drop. That's all you need to do.
So this was because he wanted to go and do Bloodsport.
Because what happened, that's what I said, we need time, you know, to explain how we got the deal with Menachem Golan. And
tell me about how
the reality, because
tell me about the deal with Menachem Golan.
Oh my God, I'm going to try to make it short, but I will put a link if you can, like that. If someone wants to hear the full story, then they'll see it in English. Then you have another one, a link for Tong Po. It's a long story how I got Tong Po, because it was at the last minute. It was
I want that one on my show, Tong Po. Come on, but we'll cut it down. Come on, we can do it.
So basically, To make the long story short.
Tell me about the kick over Menachem Golan's head outside the restaurant. Is that true?
Never happened. Let me explain you. What happened is, we went to 385 Senega Drive, piano bar. Menachem Golan comes out. Okay? Menachem Golan comes out. Wow. We were trying to find the way to meet him, but he was kind of drunk, you know? So he basically remember us of a few years before in Mifet, because Jean-Claude's father saw in the newspaper in Brussels, said, since you really want to do movies, why you don't go to Mifet? It's like AFM, American Film Market, or Festival of Cannes, but it's in Milan. So yeah. Go there, and then that's what we did. And then we met a lot of people. One of them was Menachem Golan. So he remembered that finally. And then, you know, those two boys where he said, you need to go to Hollywood, like everybody else said that to us. So anyway, he said, listen, I have a new office on San Vicente Boulevard. Here is the business card. Call me. The day after, I said to Jean-Claude, let's go, you know, in the morning. I said, let's go. And so we always go have our breakfast, you know, half in Duke's, like a tuna melt. We love that. And then he said, but Jean-Claude said, you know, I mean, we need to call him. He said, no, I said, we don't call him. No. Let's go there. So basically, yeah. we went there. And when we went there, you know, you have the security. And they said, what can we do to help? I said, oh, yeah, we had a dinner yesterday last night with Mr. Menachem Golan, and which was not true.
Yeah,
385 Senega in Piano Bar. Yes, last night. So basically, I'm sure Menachem drunk. He knew he was in Piano Bar in the restaurant, but he said, okay, let them come up. You know, maybe he said to us to come in. So he didn't know. So anyway, he said, okay, get up. So remember, watch with me, Scott, please. The elevator, you have 0, 1, 2, 3, 4 penthouse, okay? So we go in, penthouse. We go sit down, and Jean-Claude was like, yeah, you lie. I mean, we didn't have a dinner with him. I said, we're lying. I mean, what are you doing, you know? I said, but, yeah. So anyway, Menachem Golan started to scream, I remember. Then Jean-Claude was really afraid. He said, let's get the fuck out, you know?
So or is in the other room screaming. You can hear him. Like, oh, Jesus.
Menachem Golan was screaming. And after we find out, you know, and there he was talking about over the top with the agent of Stallone, and it was a fight of, you know, you had the $20 million check, then came down to $12 million check. At that time, he was the one who was paid the most, Sylvester Stallone. So anyway, they had also a fight because Menachem wanted to direct it, Stallone, the agent wanted Stallone to direct it. So anyway, it was like a lot of screaming, but he was screaming a lot. That was his personality, you know. Yeah. Menachem Golan, that was his personality. Anyway, he comes out. When he comes out, he sees us. Ah, it's you, you know, with his Jewish accent. Okay, go to the second floor. Go meet Bob at the second floor. I'll say, okay, Mr. Menachem. So we went, we took the elevator. We went to the second floor. So when we went to the, no. We go to the elevator. Jean-Claude pushed 0 because Bob, we already saw him. He's a homosexual, and he wanted Jean-Claude, you know? So we left him catalog, pictures, we left him all that. So he basically pushed 0 to get out, right, Scott?
Right, okay.
And I said, what are you doing? I said, what are you doing? I mean, you want me to go see that fucking guy? He wants me to, you know, whatever. Yeah, I'm not going to do the real bad words, he said, okay? But anyway... So what do I do, Scott? You tell me, what do I do there? Because I know if I get out, he pushed 0. He wants to get out.
So you got to stop. You got to stop him.
The penthouse. What they left, I have to do, because if we get out, we will not have another chance like that. So what do I do? You tell me, Scott.
I don't know. You press the penthouse button again.
No, you can't. He goes down. You know, okay. The elevator.
Scott, I don't know what happened.
Go down.
So what happened?
I pushed two.
Oh, you went to see Bob?
Yes.
Okay.
We went to the second floor and then we go see Bob. And I say, Bob, sorry, you know, this is, you are trying to go above my head. That's how Bob tells me, you know? Yeah. Say, no, it's not like this, no. I mean, it's just, we met him in the piano bar 385 Seneca. I really thought, you know, I said, my English is not that good, please, sorry. I say, I thought he wanted to see us in his, and he told us to come to you, you know? He told us to come to you. And then he says, and he looked at Jean-Claude, I have all your information. And you know what you have to do. He says to Jean-Claude.
Hollywood, 1980s.
Jean-Claude wanted to fucking kill me. He wanted to kill me. So anyway, thank God the phone rings. Of because I was, again, just afraid he'd take us out. Okay, I didn't want him to take us out. So I said, your phone rings, we don't want to disturb you more, and this and that, just, you know, we respect you, which is just Jean-Claude and I, we love girls. I mean, you love men, we understand that, we have no problem, but, you know, we just love girls. I'm sorry, you know. So anyway, we go to the elevator, and then Jean-Claude again pushed zero. What do I have to do, Scott? You tell me, what do I have to do to stay in the building?
I push the penthouse.
Can't, because when you push down, the elevator go down.
I don't know. What did you do?
One. I pushed one.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I come out first floor. And when I come out, Jean-Claude didn't want to. I got mad there. I said, Jean-Claude, fucking $11,000. I will almost get killed in that motor. You're not going to fuck with me. I said, we work very hard. The money is almost go all done, all gone. So you don't do that to me. We here, we're not killing somebody. We're not doing something bad. We're just trying to have a chance. That's all. So basically, yeah, we go and we have the stairs. We go up to the penthouse with the stair, go completely up. And then we go sit down at the same place.
Wow. And then, you guys got some balls.
And then Menachem Golan sees us. And he says, because he came out from Yocham. You know, Yocham, his cousin was more all administration, all administrative contability and all that. And he was more, Menachem, all artistic, okay? Anyway, he sees us, he says, what happened? I say, yeah, we didn't find Bob. We went to Bob, we didn't see him. We didn't find him, I said. You know, I lie again. So he says, but I said, you know, Mr. Menachem, we don't want to disturb, we go away if you don't have time, you know, sorry. He said, okay, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. You wait, we'll let you know. We sit down. Menachem goes into his office. Ellen, his secretary comes, give us some coffee, some, you know. And then Jean-Claude says, you know, he was like kind of, you know, surprised. He was like, what are we going to do now? You know, he says, what? I said, Jean-Claude, Menachem is a Jew. Imagine we are in a fucking market and we're selling carpets. We have to put it down, show the beauty of the carpet. We have to sell it. So when I'm going to go in, I'm going to put the chairs. You're going to go with your split. I'm going to put the pictures on his desk and we do the maximum. He says, okay. And then Menachem Golan tell us to come in. So we go in, I put the chair, put his split, and Menachem Golan.
Straight into the splits, was he? Straight in, chair, splits, done.
Split in the chair, I put the magazine cover we had, I put some pictures on his desk, and then Menachem Golan, I remember, you know, he has a big tummy, you know, and with his glasses, yeah, and he goes like this with his tongue out, I remember. And he goes like this, you know, looking at us, say, who the fuck is those guys? You know, I was like, I didn't like the way he was looking. You know, I'm very, I see the impression of someone. I said, I think we are blowing it, you know? So basically, he says, okay. I have your contact. I have your number. If we need you, I'll call, we'll call you.
But hang on a minute. Does he do the splits in the chairs? No kicks? Does he take
No.
Muscles? Exactly like nothing like that.
Scott, it's exactly like I explained you. I put the chair.
Okay.
He goes a split, and I put the pictures on the desk. He says, "Okay, I will call you." I didn't like that because I had a lot of time like that. We call you. We never had a call.
Yeah.
So I go to him, Scott. Close to his eyes. I came really close. And I said, with all the respect I owe you, Mr. Menachem Golan, you are making a very big mistake. I thought, you know, he will call the fucking security. And he says, okay, get the fuck out, those guys. But I right away said, he's playing the bad guy against Schwarzenegger. And Jean-Claude under the desk with his knee, he started to hit me because he was only a stunt. We didn't see. We don't see him. Is he just in a costume? So Jean-Claude didn't win. But I said, I thought we have nothing to lose. So what does Menachem Golan says? I will always remember that. Because I always hear bad guy, you know. But he says he's playing the heavy. First time I hear that. I thought it was the bad guy, right? But I just said, yes, Menachem.
Yeah.
Okay. Heavy against Schwarzenegger with 20th century. So I said, yeah, with Schwarzenegger. Because I saw Dolph Lundgren in Master of the Universe. He signed him for Master of the Universe because he played the bad guy against Stallone. So all that is in my mind. So he calls Helen, come over here. So Helen, the secretary, come. And then he says, call Jackie Burch. So he calls Jackie Burch. She's the one who's taking care of the casting of Predator, okay? And at that time, it was called Hunter. They changed it with Predator after. Anyway, thank God Jackie Burch maybe was so busy and she didn't mention Jean-Claude was in the costume. She just said, yeah, he's playing the villain.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. That's what you want.
That's the key. So what happened is Menachem Golan, businessman, you know?
Yeah.
Movie, big budget. He does a little low budget movie and explores the part into it. So that's how they work many times. So he looked at us and he says, you have a lawyer? So yes. We're going to make a multiple contract with three movies. First movie is going to be, and he goes to his drawer, pull up a drawer, and take the screenplay, Bloodsport. Put it on the table. This is going to be the first one. And then I remember Jean-Claude, look at the screenplay, and then says, and Mr. Menachem, what is going to be my part? And Menachem says, you imbecile, you're the star of the movie. That's the story, brother. Bloodsport was shot in 6 weeks in Hong Kong.
Just one camera then?
It's one camera. Dave Worth was the cinematographer.
Would you shoot the whole fight from beginning to end from one angle, then you do the whole fight from beginning to end from another angle? Was it like
most
that?
Most of the time we try to go for a master, okay? And then we go close in, and then we close in.
Are you telling him which moves he should do, what he looks best at?
Absolutely. I mean, I was there on Bloodsport, Kickboxer, Lionheart. That's the only movies I worked with, you know?
Okay, so if you liked that video, then please like the video. And if you want to see more videos of the same sort of thing, then subscribe. And you know the drill, push the notification bell. And if you don't, then I don't know, maybe I'll have to find you and smash the lights out, as the great Boyka once said. I'm joking.